All right, folks, good afternoon or good morning, good evening. Welcome aboard, I guess, depending on where you are, coming to us from around the world. Beautiful day down here in South Florida, and we're going to be talking about trading the Death Star. If you're a star, I went to movies last night, and I saw that movie, even though I said I'd never see another Brad Pitt movie, saw the movie Ad Astra, about him being an astronaut. Definitely a good movie. Go see it. But speaking of that, we're going to be talking about trading the Death Star, right? And if you've ever seen Star Wars, you know what the Death Star was, kind of blown up by a bunch of teenagers flying around in a space Winnebago, Luke and all those guys. But guess what? They rebuild it. We're going to talk about a stock that I call the Death Star. The thing literally is taking over the universe, the planet, and it might be the only stock you need to own for the rest of your life. Seriously. We're going to get into that today. Real quick, not giving you any financial advice. You're the pilot in command of your own portfolio. Trading options obviously entails risk, so make sure you read about the characteristics and risks of standardized options. All right, real quick though, question before we get airborne. I'm going to, a bunch of people in the room, I'm going to ask you this question. A or B, you ready? Which fighter aircraft would you rather fly? Okay, I'm going to give you two choices. Your first choice is right there. That's an F-4 Phantom. Beautiful aircraft, you know, kind of very maintenance intensive, with sit on the ramp there, leaking hydraulic fuel, fluid and fuel. But take a look at the cockpit, folks. 300 switches and dials in that cockpit. 300 switches and dials. Why is that? Why am I bringing that up? Well, how much time do you think that the pilot would have to spend heads down in this cockpit instead of eyes out looking at potential air-to-air or air-to-ground threats? So that's your first choice. Would you rather fly that aircraft or this one? Two flat panel displays, right? This is the F-35 Lightning II. This is the JSF, the Joint Strike Fighter. This is the aircraft that the Israelis are currently flying over Iran and maybe some other countries, and they cannot be seen. Two flat panel displays, ladies and gentlemen. So that's exactly right. Everybody, the choice is clear, ladies and gentlemen. You would only rather fly this one. Makes sense, right? The F-35. You got it, Josephine. You got it, Greg. You would rather fly the F-35 Lightning, and I'm going to tell you why in a couple minutes. Why do I have experience, and why am I asking which fighter aircraft would you rather fly? Because my name is Matthew Buckley. Like Anka said, my call sign is Wiz, and I flew the F-A 18 Hornet for the United States Navy for about 15 years, graduated from the Navy Fighter Weapons School, which many of you know is Top Gun, and was an adversary pilot. So I was kind of a bad guy. And I also flew 44 combat sorties over southern Iraq. Have a lot of experience in the region with everything that's going on in the Gulf. I'm going to bring a little bit of that up because it is getting worse, ladies and gentlemen. Iran threatening all out war if the Saudis or the United States would respond to the drone and cruise missile attack the other week. I spent a lot of time in this region. I did two deployments on the Abraham Lincoln and the Kitty Hawk. That's me leaving Iraq's over here on the left. This is Kuwait City that I'm flying over. And I was also stationed in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I was the mobile targeting officer for Joint Task Force Southwest Asia. I've been to Kuwait. I've been to Saudi. I've been to UAE. I've been to Pakistan. Guys, a lot of potential bad going on in the world, and it is only going to get worse. Was I ever inverted over a MiG? Nope, but I flew in one in Pakistan. So why are we talking about this? Well, folks, first of all, because I went from the cockpit to the trading pit. Everything I learned flying a fighter, I applied to my trading, having a discipline, a strategy, being contingency planning, knowing when to get out of a good situation or bad situation before it got better or worse. Asking what if this happens, what if that happens? Actually planning for everything that could potentially go wrong, and when it didn't, being pleasantly surprised. I applied that to my trading, ladies and gentlemen, and it worked with incredible success because I popped up on the radar of one of the largest options trading firms in the world, headquartered in the, right there in the Chicago Board of Trade. Beautiful CBOT building at the intersection of Jackson and LaSalle. Had a great time when I was there. I helped build a hedge fund. I helped build the retail brokerage that many of you know as Options House. And I was the managing director of strategy for a $2.5 billion options firm. Folks, little old me going from being you, little retail trader, all the way up to the big leagues. And I was the founder and CEO of the Options News Network, ONN.TV. We were, for about two, 3 years there, we were the CNBC for options. I know John and Pete from my time in Chicago, and they try and do a pretty good job on CNBC with talking about options, but it's kind of an afterthought. We were dedicated to that, and I gave folks like you an inside look at what was going on. Inside options activity, unusual options activity, who was buying, who was selling, and like I said, I had an absolute blast. I did feel like Valentine and trading places, right? Kind of going from the street to the big leagues. And I found the biggest thing that I learned from my time on Wall Street or in Chicago is they're not that smart, folks. They put their pants on or you know, whatever, the same way we do, man. They, there ain't nothing special about, quote, the smart money. And as a matter of fact, I found out that there was a lot of stupid people with a lot of money. Sometimes looking around the room going, if I'm the smartest guy in here, we're in a lot of trouble. Well, that wasn't exactly the case. No offense to anybody from Chicago. You can keep it. I love the people, love the food, love the wine. 9 months out of the year, it's pure misery. I'm a beach guy. I'm a Navy guy. I need ocean and warm, and I'm down here in beautiful South Florida. That was the picture we took before we left Chicago to come down to Florida. As time marches on, man, this guy on the right here, Matthew, he is 19. He goes to Norwich University up in Vermont. He's in the Corps of Cadets, and apparently I dropped him on his head when he was a kid because he wants to be a Marine fighter pilot, and I was a Navy guy. So he's actually Norwich is playing Coast Guard today. It's their homecoming. So I'm very, very proud of my son, Matthew, wanting to serve his country. Jack, he's got the look of the devil in him. I think he got that from me. He's going to be 15. He's a freshman in high school. He wants to go to the U.S. Naval Academy, and he wants to fly for the Navy. So it'll be pretty cool for these guys to maybe dogfight each other someday. And then right down there, that's my daughter, Keely. She's 11, going on 29, and she's never allowed to leave the house. Okay, so that's a little bit about me, my background. So let's go ahead and get airborne. One of the biggest things that I also found during my time on Wall Street is that they're liars. The vast majority of the people that I worked with and met during my time up there in New York or Chicago or London would push their own mother in front of a bus to make a dollar, period. They tend to lie. And one of the biggest lies that I'm going to hit you with right now, it's going to shock and maybe not shock you, but I'm going to give you a revelation. The biggest lie that they told us was what? Wall Street is lying to you about what? Anybody ever hear the old saying, hey, you have to diversify, right? The importance of diversification. Why diversification is important in investing? By diversifying, you're making sure you don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's an absolute, complete lie. Back in the day, folks, I remember one of my first trades as a young ensign, like 21, 22-year-old, newly commissioned officer stationed down in Key West. I bought like my first stock, Ann Taylor and American Express, right? My wife kept Ann Taylor in business at the time, and I paid the American Express bill. But I remember paying like $250 or something in commission to USAA, right? Of course, back in the day, they wanted you to diversify. They wanted you to invest in a bunch of stocks and a bunch of stuff. As Nouriel Roubini said recently, he said diversification is for people that don't know what they're doing, right? Diversification makes no sense if you know what you're doing, folks. Don't put your eggs in one basket. What? Actually, yes, put all of your eggs in one basket. It depends on the basket, folks, right? And it depends on what's in the basket. There's only one stock that you potentially need to trade for the rest of your life, and it is Amazon, period. That is the Death Star, folks. We're going to talk in, about the everything that Amazon is in right now. But before I talk about the good, I'm going to talk about the bad. As a fighter pilot, as an options trader, before I did anything, before I got airborne or risked any capital on any real trade, I sit here and I go, how can I get killed? What is going to knock me out of this trade and make me lose money? So what are the risks of trading in a single name? Because I know a lot of you are probably shaking right now like, oh, this is heresy. No, it isn't. What are the risks? Stocks can go to zero, man. Stocks can go to zero. Look at that screen. What is that stock? Everybody remember Bear Stearns at the height of the financial crisis? Does everybody remember Jim Cramer? He was a I think he was trying to imitate Khrushchev, right? Khrushchev, bald dude at the UN, banging his shoe on the table, right? Jim Cramer on CNBC screaming about how Bear Stearns is a steal at 70 bucks at the height of the financial crisis, right? It's a steal at 70. 2 days later, it was at zero. Lehman Brothers, a 150-year-old company, right? 150-year-old company, same thing, zero. How about this? Does everybody remember what happened in 1999 and 2000? The dot-com bubble? Pets.com. We have a domain name and a sock puppet. Buy our stock. Enron. Everybody remember Enron? A middleman of electricity. Hey, man, I loved Lucent at 100 bucks. I loved it even more at 70. I absolutely really loved it at 50. Then I hated it at 40. Wanted to kill myself at 30, and then it went to zero, right? Stocks, ladies and gentlemen, can go to zero. But from Bear Stearns to Lehman Brothers to Pets.com to Enron, does anybody see a common theme? Did they own anything? Not a thing. Enron was a middleman of electricity. electricity. They owned an office building. Pets.com, a sock puppet, and a domain. Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers paper, folks. Look at this. They're taking away the damn sign. They didn't even own the damn sign. So when companies don't own things, they tend to be able to go to zero. Amazon, 4 or 5 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I broke to my members. I flew for FedEx for about 10 months, man. I was a pilot. I was miserable. I hated it. I can't stand flying it, you know, from midnight to 8 in the morning. No thanks. But anyway, a lot of good buddies still at FedEx. I remember my buddy sent me a text like, dude, I have a buddy who works in the leasing department. He just heard that Amazon is leasing 5 airplanes. I'm like, that's it. Here comes Jeff Bezos. Totally predicted Amazon Air. By next year, Amazon Air is supposed to have 70 aircraft. Did everybody see FedEx earnings this past week? Woo-hoo! Amazon is destroying them. They're destroying every industry that they touch, and they're going to be the Death Star. What are some other threats? He's right there, dude. A year and a half ago, Donald Trump grabbed his cell phone and started ripping apart Amazon. They're destroying the post office. They're screwing them. They're getting preferential this and blah, blah, blah. Hurrah. Trump. Donald Trump excoriated Amazon. Why? God bless Jeff Bezos. If he can screw us and we do nothing about it, fantastic. I'm going to tell you in a couple minutes how I wear 2 suits at Top Gun Options. I wear a flight suit as an American. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And then I wear a $6,000 Armani suit. I really don't have one of those. But what I'm saying is I'm Gordon Gekko. So as Gordon Gekko, I think it's absolutely freaking fantastic that Amazon has been screwing the U.S. Postal Service. As an American, I think that's awful. Anyway, this guy was a threat to Amazon. I really don't think he is anymore. But let's take a look at what is a potential threat. Let me go over to here. Watch this. What's another potential threat to Amazon? What do you guys think? Big tech, man. We call it alphabet soup, ladies and gentlemen. Alphabet soup is absolutely a potential issue. What do I mean by alphabet soup? Recently, about 3 or 4 months ago, what happened? The FTC came out and said, hey, man, we're going to start poking around and see what you're up to. Guess what? That's okay. Well, what are you talking about? What alphabet soup agency is poking around Facebook, Google, and Twitter? Say it with me. DOJ. Alphabet soup is what? Yeah, exactly. Alphabet soup. That's what I mean. The DOJ, folks, is looking into Google, Facebook, and Twitter. DOJ equal sign bad. DOJ criminal. FTC good, meaning it's civil. Does everybody remember Standard Oil, Microsoft, IBM, the Bells, Ma Bell, Baby Bells, AT&T? 5, 10, 15 years of FTC just kind of drag walks and like 15 years later delivering like a recommendation. Ladies and gentlemen, if they broke up Amazon, it would be more, make up more than the whole. You guys know what I'm trying to say. If you broke up Amazon into Amazon Air, healthcare, its space division, its delivery service, it's insane how much the individual companies would be worth compared to the whole. So it's going to be comical, but I wouldn't be doing my job, folks, if I didn't brief you on potential threats, right? So definite potential threat, but I gotta be honest with you. You know what Jeff Bezos said when Trump was ripping him apart? Not a word. He was as quiet as a field mouse. You know what those other limousine liberal CEOs do? They're in front of the camera. Look at Zuckerberg. He looks like Data from Star Trek. I don't even think the dude's human. I think he's a computer generated like image. But guess what? Jeff Bezos knows to keep his mouth shut, man, is not going to be one of these activist CEOs that ends up getting into trouble, right? So FTC, potential threat, but you know, my son will be both sons will be flying F-35s by the time the FTC comes up with anything. What are the benefits? All right, Wiz, you sufficiently briefed me on the threats. Now let's talk about the good. What are the benefits? Ladies and gentlemen, you trade the same name and we're going to profit no matter what direction Amazon moves. It's going up, down, or sideways. You're going to stay focused on the news that impacts what? Everything? No, Amazon. Instead of all these different stocks or ETFs, right? You can become an expert in this name, reducing the time spent on all these other positions that are taking, just pulling your attention away. I got a buddy who's a market maker in Apple. The dude doesn't know a stock market exists. All he focuses on is Apple, folks. That's what market makers do. They're like, why are you trading 20 names? So let me, and I use my buddy down here, he's a coaching client of mine. He's a back doctor. Great, one of the best back doctors in this country. 8 hours a day, either office hours or surgery. When I went to do a coaching session with him and I looked at his portfolio, I fell out of the chair, man. I'm not kidding you. He had 33 positions. Folks, I'm a pro, man. And at that time, I had like maybe 12 to 15. And I do this for a living, and that's a lot. He's like, I think that's a pot stock. Yeah, I think it is. I don't know when I got into that one. All right. And this one, you didn't even know, man. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the mottos here here at Top Gun Options is trading's combat. Trading is a form of combat. Somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. And do you want to be flying around looking at 33 positions, folks? That makes absolutely no sense. Good, Mike, don't let the door hit you. So two flat panel displays or 33 instruments, folks. Look at that, two flat panel displays. Now, if you're sitting here and you're saying, you know what, Wiz, I can't stand this, man. I have to diversify. I'm creeped out. Well, check this out. You know what? We also trade in this service, XLY. Why? Because take a look at the holdings, the top holdings in this ETF. The XLY is an ETF. Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, makes up 25% of this ETF. Look at the other names. Home Depot, McDonald's, Nike, Starbucks, Lowe's, Booking, TJX, General Motors, Target. Isn't that awesome? So if you're really creeped out, like, nah, man, I just can't trade one stock. Well, how about you trade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? So we're going to take a look in this service at both names. And I'm going to show you some current positions, closed positions, and I'm going to show you a trade that I'm putting out on going forward. I'm going to put on Monday. Okay. So what are the tactics that we trade? And hopefully if you don't learn anything today from me, you're going to learn this. There is no such thing as an options strategy. There is only an options tactic, right? A strategy is what? Paying for college, short-term income generation, buying a boat in 6 months, risk, a iron condor, a bull put spread, buying calls. Those are called tactics. Always remember that tactics support a strategy. So I'm going to teach you to put on a base position. What does that mean? Synthetic stock or a long call diagonal. I'm going to teach you. We're going to hop in a joint strike fighter and we're going to fly the speed of light. And with options, we can go out a couple years and we're going to get bullish on Amazon and XLY. You can write down the date and time that I told you this, right? You can write this down right here. So it was 1/21 Saturday, September 21st. 2 years from now, when these options expire that I'll show you in Amazon, it will be a $4,000 stock. And the trade that I'll show you on Monday will be at least $100,000 of profit, period. And that's with one contract. Amazon's going up. What are we going to do? We're going to place bullish spreads, maybe buy some calls. Amazon's going down. We're going to trade some bear spreads, buy some puts, and sell front month calls. What if Amazon's just moving sideways, man? We can make money as an options trader by doing what is called an iron condor. Okay, so those are the tactics that we're going to trade in here. All right, now let's go ahead and head over to a brokerage platform. So we're going to take a look. Well, let's do a little intelligence first here on, there we go. All right, so take a look at this, man. This is insane, right? FedEx falling 9% after missing earnings and lowering guidance. Now, Fred Smith and those guys are going to try and sell you that most of what is driving this is a trade war and stuff. It's wrong. They're absolutely wrong. About a month and a half ago, they ended their partnership with Amazon. Why? Because Amazon, it's kind of, you know, the student's become the master. Amazon, what's Amazon doing, folks? I used to commute up to Memphis to fly for FedEx, and my buddies that fly for UPS or in Louisville. What's in between Memphis and Louisville? A massive Amazon air facility that they're building. Like I said, they're going to own 70 airplanes pretty soon. You know what the Wall Street Journal reported this week? That as an American, I think it's awful, but as Gordon Gekko, I think it's fantastic. Amazon changed search algorithm in ways to boost what? Its own products. Oh my God, that's shocking. Amazon reportedly changed search algorithm to favor more profitable products. Duh. I think this is great, man. And finally, one of the reasons you should be bullish on Amazon after the last earnings period. What did Warren Buffett say? Warren Buffett said, I was an idiot for not buying Amazon stock a while ago. We've been trading, Top Gun Options has been in business. This is our 10th year. In December, we celebrate our 10-year anniversary. We've been trading Amazon for 10th day one. Glad to see that Warren Buffett called himself an idiot, and he jumped in with size 12 shoes, folks. $800 million worth of Amazon that he bought. Absolutely awesome. All right. Let's take a look at look at this trade from this week. Check this out. So every Monday afternoon is when we do our solo Amazon brief. It's every Monday at 3:00. And if you can't attend, I send out a text alert. I send out an email alert. This trade that we placed Monday afternoon, the 1842 and a half bear call spread, expired yesterday for a max profit of $1,650. 4.5 days of trading, $1,650. Let's go ahead and remember that, $1,650. So that was this week. Let's take a look at last week's Amazon session. We did did, Amazon and XLY bear spreads. Update, 17 September, closed the XLY and Amazon bear spreads. XLY spreads up $1,900. The Amazon spread was up $2,500. So $2,500 plus $1,900 equals. That's over $6,000 in two weeks on closed Amazon trades. We are absolutely lighting the world on fire with Amazon. So those are our recent trades. This is a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And this is the member page. So here's what happens. After the brief, I get in here. I kind of type up what we did. I put in the new trade, the screenshot of the trade, the metrics of the trade right here. Hey, I'm risking this much to potentially make that much. There's the XLY bear spreads that we did. And look at that, guys. Look at that. This trade, if taken to expiration, would have made $2,000. And this trade, if taken to expiration, would have made $3,000. That's over $5,000 right there. That is awesome. And then down here at the bottom of every post is the replay. See, it says solo Amazon replay. A lot of 80% of our members work. Monday afternoon at 3 Eastern, I'm working, Wiz. That's no worries, man. I send a text alert with the trade. I send the screenshots of the trade. And then, you know, I don't know, instead of watching Monday Night Football, you can sit down on the couch and watch the replay or watch it on Saturday or whenever you get a chance to do it. So everything is posted here on this page. Now, let's go ahead and get tactical here. Whoops, let me go ahead and, whoops, hold on. Ooh. All right, let me get back to this desktop. Sorry. All right, so let's get in. I got to get back in here and log in. All right. So yeah, this is our newest service. It's every Monday at 3 Eastern. And we're going to go, let's take a look at a current trade that I'm going to actually look to do Monday. So before we do any trade, ladies and gentlemen, I have to do what? I have to come up with my strategic mindset. And for some reason, there are no, hopefully. All right, let's take a look at Amazon here, folks. What's going on? Man, first, before we do any trade, ladies and gentlemen, we have to, I'll teach you my proprietary planning process. But step one of my trade planning process is to determine your strategic mindset. I just don't jump in and get tactical and just, you know, start trading. What's my strategic mindset? I could not be more bearish. I predicted this was going to happen this week and it happened. We made $22,000 yesterday in volatility and short, long volatility and short China trades. Up until noon yesterday, weren't looking that good. But guess what? That's the discipline of staying in your trades, right? Let me show you this one, my VXX. This trade had a $6,000 swing yesterday. Look at this. Today's market gain. This trade made $6,700. It swung and it closed for a max profit of $3,100. Monday through Friday lunchtime, this trade was losing money. I was long volatility. You know why I stayed in this trade? Everybody remember what happened on Thursday? Thursday, it came out that Ambassador Lighthizer, right? He's the trade representative. He came out and said what? The president is actually right here. He said tariffs could go to 100%. This was Thursday, folks. You know what I said to my folks in my trade room? I'm like, and the market moved a little bit. I said, this is insane. We haven't, the people got here from China. We haven't heard boo from them in 2 or 3 days of meetings. That's bad. And then I'm like, did the market not hear this? So I stayed and I said, guys, get long. I said, this is even a good 1 day volatility trade. I'm like, get long volatility before tomorrow. And then what happened the next day? Breaking news. The China delegation is hopping on a plane and going home. They were supposed to fly up to like Montana and meet some of our farmers, and they canceled it and they're going back to China. Whoa! And guess what? One of the reasons, ladies and gentlemen, that we went through this was a short squeeze through the 50-day moving average up to here. And then this little pop here was what? I think we're going to meet in October to talk about, you know, trade, the high level. The people that got here this week, ladies and gentlemen, were supposed to be coming up with the October thing. They left and didn't even say we're meeting in October, folks. The market is going to implode. We are heading down to the 50-day moving average, period. So that is my strategic mindset right now is bearish, okay? So for some reason, let me try and get the options chain is not displaying any info. Sometimes over the weekend, folks, they do what? They do maintenance. When I was at Options House, we would do that. We would do option, on the weekend, we bring stuff down. So sometimes, but we'll still talk through a bearish trade here. Let me see if one of these other accounts can pull up an option chain. Yeah, exactly. No, it's, and you know what? Let's take a look at our performance. Here's this, and this is our Q3 performance. We're up $17,000 in our solo Amazon service here. Let me see if we can pull up some options here. So what we're going to look at, bring up Amazon. We're going to look at a bear call spread. So look at this. Amazon got hammered on Friday. Everything got hammered, and it should have, and it's going to get more hammered. But this is what's great. This is what I said here, folks. Let me bring up the options chain. Look at this. We can jump in our Joint Strike Fighter, like I said, and we can fly all the way out. So here we are sitting here in the present. We can go all the way out to Jan of 2022 and get long-term bullish. So Monday afternoon, I'm going to give you a brief, and I'm going to show you how to do what is called synthetic stock. I'm going to show you how you can get long Amazon stock. And it's not going to be cheap. But guess what? I'm going to show you that we can also use what? XLY. Hey, Wiz, those are, oops, 1, 2, 3, there we go. So, hey, Wiz, I can't afford doing one synthetic contract on Amazon. It is way too expensive. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we will trade XLY. Let's overlay these two charts on top of each other. And actually, of late, the XLY has been, look at this. So, like I said, the XLY, the consumer discretionary ETF, is made up of 25%, a quarter of this ETF is Amazon shares. Isn't that awesome? But look at the green line here is Amazon. Amazon has actually been underperforming the ETF. So the XLY positions we've been doing have actually been a lot more fantastic than Amazon. But I'm going to teach you how to do both, to trade both these things, XLY and Amazon. Okay. Now let's use our thinking brain real quick. Why would the XLY be outperforming Amazon? Do you remember some of the names that I showed you in this thing? Target, Starbucks, Home Depot, McDonald's. What has been on fire lately? This is why I laugh when people talk about recession. This is why I, you know, listen to what the Fed said. Listen to what the Fed said this week. First of all, he didn't, where are we here? He didn't say anything, more or less. But he said what? We don't see a recession at all on the horizon, if ever. The consumer's strong. They up their GDP forecast. Jobs are good. Housing's good. Industrial production is lukewarm, but it ain't. So what's going on? Look at the XLY. Why, man? What a great position. So Monday, like I said, we're going to take a look at getting long-term bullish. And look at the XLY. Just like with Amazon, we can fly all the way out to the Jan 2022 and do what is called a synthetic stock trade. Now, yeah, good question. So here's what you, and I'm trying to get these options prices to come up. If they don't, I'll just talk you through a spread. It's a great question. What's synthetic stock? Well, let's think about it. First of all, how many of you can go out and buy, let me go back to Amazon. How many of you can go out today or Monday and buy 1,000 shares of Amazon? No, not too many of us, unless you're Warren Buffett. But we can do, using options, we can get synthetically long Amazon, right? Let's think about this. And well, just for definition, synthetic stock means this. You're using options so you don't own the shares. But guess what? I don't. The two things you don't get with synthetic stock is a dividend. Can somebody tell me what the dividend is with Amazon? I'll save you from typing. 0.0. Jeff Bezos has said what? If I ever have a dividend or deliver a dividend, I failed. What? No, listen to the guy. If he returns a penny, he's failed. You know why? Because he wants to take that penny and do something with it. One of his projects, Morgan Stanley came out with a report. He wants to put 3,274, it's a very specific number, but 3,274 satellites into low Earth orbit, giving everybody from the sub-Saharan desert to Montana high-speed internet. Morgan Stanley says that is a $250 billion business during its first year. I mean, so the guy, that's why when I show you how to do this with synthetic stock, and the guy, you don't get a dividend if you're doing synthetic stock. Who cares? I'm not a dividend trader. The other thing you don't get with synthetic stock is what? You don't get to vote, right? You don't own shares physically, so you don't get to vote. But last time I checked, Bezos and his kind of ugly divorce he just had, they don't care about your vote. If you own 100 shares of Amazon, your vote's as worthless as, you know, it's absolutely worthless. So those are the two things you don't get with synthetic stock, but we don't care about those. So actually, let me go. I'll show you the existing. I'll do that since it doesn't look like these options prices are coming up today. Let's go take a look at an existing synthetic stock position. So when you become a member today, I strongly recommend you get in here and start looking. Watch the previous couple weeks briefs. We do them every Monday at 1 o'clock. They're about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Get in here and watch them and get up to speed. Oh, this is... I definitely recommend you get in here and take a look and watch this replay. There is seasonality. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of free trades since the options prices aren't coming up. What happens every right here, right around November? What happens? Yeah. People argue around the table at Thanksgiving and all. And guys, I'll answer your, okay. John's confirming that for me. He's like, the options info is down on E-Trade. So beautiful. So what happens every November, folks? There's a Friday where Americans who just the day before were around with their family and friends giving thankful for everything end up going to Walmart and beating the hell out of each other for a flat screen TV, right? And then Monday, what happens? Cyber Monday. What am I getting at? There's a seasonality to Amazon and you got it, Pete, Amazon and the XLF. They go up. If you look at the chart of Amazon and XLF, and what happens? The retailers, and they've already started doing this. Well, UPS came out the other day and said they're actually starting their seasonal hiring early. They think it's going to be the strongest Christmas in record. But usually retailers around this time, folks, September, October, start doing what? Oh, it's going to be an awful Christmas. Yeah, things are looking bleak. For the first time in like my recorded, I've been doing this for 27 years. I can't remember the last time retailers have actually been like, I think it's going to be a pretty good Christmas. So what could you do? I wouldn't go out. You could buy some long calls, and I'll show you the long calls that we have. Don't go out to November or December, because what's going on? People beating each other up in stores. And December, you'd have to go out to January. You know why? Because the first week in January is when they usually come out and say what? Amazon, for example, usually like January 6th or 7th goes, that was the most disgusting holiday season ever. We took over the world. I mean, literally. So we could buy, and this is the brief where I talked about this. I said, let's go out and buy some long calls, right? Easily. It's the Jan 20s is what I would be looking to buy there. And we looked at the 125s, okay? Buying 100 of the Jan 21/25 calls, and they were at about $1.76. Okay, I would do the same thing with Amazon, folks. That's way too many. I would probably do half that for this portfolio. I'd probably do about 25 of those, which would be about, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000. This is I added a zero there by a mistake. I think I was highly caffeinated. Okay, but get in here and please make sure you watch this replay at the bottom. So there is a seasonal trade for you: buy XLY and Amazon calls out to January. Now, that's awesome, Wiz. I would not do this Monday. Well, I'll teach you on Monday afternoon how to do the base trade, but I would sit on my hands. Why? Today, ladies and gentlemen, is September 21st. Okay, I came here to learn that, Wiz. Here's what I'm going to get at. Goldman Sachs came out with a report over the weekend. And well, let me just, you ready? Paranoia written all over the S&P 500 in struggle back to a record. Goldman has just issued an ominous warning about the stock market chaos. What is the most volatile month of the stock market, folks? Say it with me. It's October. Just about every October I've seen in 27 years of doing this, it is an absolute S show. It is not good. It's the most volatile month in the markets. Folks, I didn't even mention this. We got potential war in the Middle East. The Department of Defense, the Pentagon announced today what? We are sending more troops to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia last week. Iran did this. Iran today. If you do anything, if you even respond with like you throw a rock at Iran, we're going to go full-scale war. This is a big deal. This is right up my alley, folks. That drone attack and cruise missile attack has changed the face of warfare. I don't want to scare the hell out of you, but why would there be another 9/11 with airliners? Why would you train 19 dudes to fly in simulators or buy first-class tickets? Why don't you just buy some industrial-sized drones, go Timothy McVeigh fertilizer with them, and attach bombs to them? This completely changes warfare, folks. Don't want to scare the hell out of you, but that's my job. We failed, ladies and gentlemen, to get up to this, look at that, rate that 3025 level on the S&P 500. A little bit of a periscope fail, a little bit of periscope fail, periscope fail, periscope fail. We are going back down to the 50-day moving average. We are 9 days away from October, and it's the most volatile. How many of you, let me just ask you guys, how many of you are bullish? Wiz, you're full of it. This thing's going to the moon. Did you not hear Jerome Powell on Wednesday? Well, I did, but he really didn't say anything. Yeah, he was the artful dodger. Ladies and gentlemen, let me put the Fed meeting into one sentence. It was a hawkish cut. I haven't seen the Fed this divided in years. Out of 17 governors, 10 of them said we shouldn't have cut, and some of them actually think we should be raising rates. I don't see another interest rate cut for the rest of the year, maybe not even in 2020. How many of you are bullish right now, right? No. So this, the reason I just said, whoa, you know, I'm talking about seasonality and long calls and, you know, getting in here and, buying some calls is not to do it now. Do not do that. The S&P 500 is heading down. down. If I had my damn options pricing up on E-Trade, thank you very much, I would be placing, let me go back to Amazon. Let me just at least talk through the strikes at a minimum. I'm going to do this live on Monday. You see this right here, this red line? That's the 50-day moving average on Amazon. Oh, you know what? Did I do this the other night? No, I didn't. I thought I took a screenshot of those. I would be doing, write this down, folks, the 1850, 1852 and a half bear call spread. Let me just write that. 1850, I would be selling these 1850 calls, and I'd be buying the 1852.5s, the 1852 and a half, a bear call spread. I think when I looked, it was 85 cents or something like that. I'm going to do this one live Monday in our solo Amazon here. Okay, 1858. Why? Because it's right there at the 50-day moving average. Amazon, kind of skimming along the depths here, tried to get back up to the 50, never got back up to it. And absolutely, I'll cover the expiration. I would go out to October expiration, right? October 19, which is actually what day of the month? It's the third Friday. 1, 2, 3. It would be the 18th, right? On the E-Trade platform, wherever you see a month and a year, that means the regular monthly expiration. If you see a month, day, and a year, those are the weekly options. Why am I going out to here? Folks, I just told you, man, the Chinese delegation blew off the Montana visit and they were supposed to be setting up the October meeting. This is bad, folks. This is bad. I'm also going to be talking Monday on this. FXI is the iShares China ETF. Absolutely pound the hell out of this thing into the dirt. The only thing we've been trading lately, we trade our solo Amazon service. We've been trading that, but we've been pounding FXI and also getting long volatility. Take a look at the VIX real quick, man. Nothing ever could possibly go wrong. Everything's great. Markets railing record highs. Boom! Did you not hear the president in the Oval Office yesterday too? Because right here was one of those, hey, they called us and they want to meet in October. Another one of these rallies was what? It was floated by the White House that he might consider a partial deal. What did the president say yesterday? Nah, fake news, man. We are only doing some massive, gigantic trade deal. I ain't doing it in parts. He did one of those Trump like, yeah, you know, people have suggested we do it in parts and bite-sized pieces and, you know, do the things we can do. And as he said that, the market went up a little bit. And then he did the Trump and totally turned around and said, but I don't want to do that. But I've heard that. But I don't want to do that. But I could consider it, but I won't. We're heading lower, folks. So bear call spread on Amazon, it would be, once again, the 1850 right here at the 50-day moving average. I'd sell the 1850 calls and I'd buy the 1852 and a half. I just showed you in the past 2 weeks, we've been doing this. We've been bearish on Amazon and we made over $6,000, and that's on limited risk. I'm going to teach you how we have what we call SOP, standard operating procedures. I'm going to show you, what my max risk per trade is on every one of these trades, right? Based on a $100,000 model portfolio. Yes, he trades great when it works. Who said that? That's exactly right. Pete, that's exactly right. It's a great platform, but this is, you know, why I usually do my briefs during the week, because sometimes over the week, when I build options house, that's when my techies, hey, Wiz, we got to work on this stuff. You know, can we take the, I'm like, dude, it's Thursday at noon. Oh yeah. I'm like, techies usually don't get how they don't trade. So they usually have to take stuff down over the weekend to get it done. So, all right, let me, because some of you guys are asking, obviously, let me go back, share my screen here. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to tell you how you can get airborne and join us, because Monday's going to be a big day, folks. There's a lot going on over the weekend. One of the benefits you get from me at Top Gun Options is I got a big network of financial folks, big Rolodex, but even bigger Rolodex of people in the military, in the Pentagon, in my buddy who I flew Hornets with. He's now Captain Putnam Brown. He's commanding officer of the Abraham Lincoln, which is comical. I used to drink with the guy. Now he's the skipper of the Abraham Lincoln, which is in the Arabian Gulf right now. So I got a lot of intel. And usually we're leading the markets here, but solo Amazon, folks, is what it's called. So let me call fights on real quick. Fights on is what we say before we drop bombs or do some air-to-air combat. So fights on. Let me introduce you to Solo Amazon. It's our newest live trade brief here at Top Gun Options. It's every Monday at 3 every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Like I said, about a half an hour-ish, and it's a nice, quick, tactical one. Our other live trade briefs here at Top Gun Options, we have 5 of them. All of the other ones are $167 a month, but solo Amazon, hooking Dave and Anka up here. I said, hey, man, I'm going to give it a break. Down to $97. Solo Amazon is our least expensive live trade brief here. Why? We trade two names. The other services, I do a lot more work, obviously. Solo Amazon, it's $97 a month, and that's it. I took my daughter, Keely, out the other night for a daddy-daughter date, and the dinner was a hell of a lot more than that. So very, very inexpensive. Here's where you need to head to. It's go.topgunoptions.com/solo, and that's go. I'll type that. go.topgunoptions.com/solo. That's pretty easy to remember, right? So there you go. That's in the chat box right there. So, Wiz, I work. Well, guess what, man? You're going to get a time-sensitive text alert. As soon as I see a trade, I blast out a text. Here's what I'm buying. Here's what I'm selling. Here's the price. Here's where I'd maybe eject and get out of the trade. Well, guess what also fires at the exact same moment? These things fire simultaneously. You get an email alert as well. An email alert. John, followed your trade on Thursday with smaller amount, up over $800 in 2 days. Thank you very much. You're welcome, John. I love that, man. So you're going to get an email. So look at the top of the email. So I just sent out a text, but look at the top of the email. I copy and put the text in the top of the email as well. But in this email, look at what you get, man. Here's a screenshot of the trade. I'm selling these puts. This was a bull put spread. I'm selling these puts. I'm buying these puts. There's the price. Boom, 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 boom. Look at that. And in addition to getting all of that, you also get the analytics, right? This is all one email. I couldn't fit it on one screen. So in the email, the text is at the top. You get the trade, and then here you go right here. This trade also expired for max profit. And this is part of my SOP, folks. Based on a $100,000 model portfolio, I don't want to risk more than $5,000. That's just my SOP. I don't want to risk more than $5,000. That's me. And you got, you know, I'll teach you how to come up with your own SOP, but you gotta figure that out on your own. Me, for a $100,000 model portfolio, don't want to risk more than $5,000 on any one trade. And this one made $2,000. I did 30 contracts. Wiz, man, I only want to risk $2,500. Okay, then you do 15 contracts. Man, I got airspeed on my jet, man. I want to risk $10,000. Okay, then you do 60 contracts. I can't tell you what to do. That's between your RIA and your God. The replay is posted about 30 minutes after the brief. So it takes, you know, if we do a 30-minute brief, it takes about 30 minutes to render that recording and post it on the replay page. So if you can't attend, man, you're still going to get a text alert. You're still going to get the email, and then you can watch the replay at your leisure, right? So, Nick, I'll show you which service offers both of those. So, replays posted. Here's what you're going to get today as well. You ready for this? You need your manuals, man. You can't go run out to the jet and just get airborne. You need your aerodynamics, your meteorology, your engines, your all that stuff. So, I'm going to give you access to our proprietary workbooks, the primary, intermediate, and advanced workbooks. You know how much these things are? If you go to my homepage right now, they're $197. So if you're an average trader, you just did the math real quick. The service is $97 a month for the first month, and I'm getting manuals that are worth $197. I just made $100. You're a good trader if you just did that math. That's essentially what you're getting here. So here's what you're going to get. Access to our weekly brief every Monday at 3:00, the text and email alerts. You're going to get access to our online forum. It's called the Ready Room. The Ready Room of a Fighter Squadron is where, you know, it's kind of like the living room. It's where you hang out before a flight or after a flight. And I learned about flying and fighting the F-18 in the Ready Room, not just from the books, man. Just hanging out, listening to my fellow members in the Ready Room is awesome for you. And you get the three manuals. But folks, don't listen to me, man. I can sit here until I'm blue in the face. David got out yesterday as well for 72% profit, but my Jan 21 is up $40,000 in 2 days. Scotty, Amazon up $11,000 on how many contracts? One. I'm going to show you that you don't need to be throwing around a lot of contracts to make a lot of money with Amazon potentially, folks, right? We'll do that on Monday. Kevin, Amazon synthetic stock late to enter up 200%, paid $8,000 up to $24,000. Dennis, $7,240 closing out your VXX and Amazon trades today. Thanks, Wiz. You got it, my friend. Thomas up $10,000. David up did Amazon TGO synthetic stock 2 months ago up $42,000. Greg, look at this. Remember, I made a prediction in 2.5 years that Amazon synthetic stock that I show you Monday afternoon will be $100,000. Amazon update: his one contract, folks, was up $92,000. His 2020, so he had two of them. He had two different ones on. He had one out to January of 2019. He had one out to January of 2020. That one was up $21,000. unbelievable. One contract, long call to diagonal from July 3rd is up $28,000 now in 6 months and a week. Hell yeah, his TGO is the bomb. My 2021 this year was a little late as I just bought it on March 8th and it was at $1,290. It's up over $19,000. Greg, Amazon is my core position. A 2020 and 2021 are up $49,505. And the value of the positions is $144,000. I don't need much more, folks. I'm going to show you how this, and look at this, folks. This could be the only stock you need to learn. Although maybe I'll try and explain synthetic at the end here, but I want to stay on timeline for these guys. It's our newest live trade brief every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm obviously also going to trade XLY. We limit this to 200 members. Why? Because we like to keep it in GoTo training. If we have more than 200 people, I'm in GoTo webinar and you can't see each other's chat and I'm reading the chat. I love GoTo training. If it's under 200 people, you guys can all chat back and forth and we're all one big happy family. So we have limited membership into this. It's $8.97 for a month, but if you go to the page right now, we'll give you a 25% discount if you do an annual membership. Okay, $8.97. I went out the other night with some hedge fund buddies, and that the bar tab was a little bit higher than that. But and that's like I said, that's a good deal for you guys. I have a lot of buddies who are swinging a lot of capital around, and I they pick my brain and I pick theirs. So here we go. Solo Amazon. Like I said, it's only $97 a month. That's right here. Or you can do $8.97 a year for 25% discount. Somebody just asked what synthetic stock was. I think Anka and David are recording this, so maybe you can watch the replay. But synthetic stock, real quick, folks, is you don't have to go out and buy 1,000 shares of Amazon or 100 shares or any shares. I'm going to teach you how to use options to get synthetically long the stock. Synthetic means you don't own the share, so you don't get a dividend, and you don't what? You don't get to vote. But as we all laugh, you know, whenever I've owned stock in my life, which is rare, whenever I'd get like, you know, in the mail, like a big thick thing, like here's your shareholder ballot to vote for. I went into the recycling immediately. Nobody cares about your vote. You know, you got Carl Icahn, you got George Soros, you got all these huge guys, all these activist investors that have a hell of a lot more shares than you do. And as I explained earlier, Jeff Bezos doesn't want to, he stated this, folks, he doesn't want to ever return a dividend because that means that he wasted money. And I love that attitude. I agree with that. Does everybody remember years ago when people, this isn't our father and mother stock market. Years ago, people laughed at Amazon like, it's PE, it's price to earnings ratio. I remember on the Trade Monster platform, they didn't have enough digits. The price to earnings was like 4,000, right? Well, now it's down to 76 and a half, but it was 4,000 at one point. And if you know anything about PE, which most people today don't, because this is old stock market thinking, right? The guy doesn't want to make a profit with anything because he wants to take that profit and put it back into the stock and buy something. Cool, man. Do something. I think that is a fantastic mentality. Okay. So solo Amazon, just trading Amazon. A couple people asked, hey, what about your other services? That's a great question, man, because on Friday, like I said, look at this, man. This was one of our portfolios on Friday. We had bearish spreads on FXI. That's the iShares China ETF. Bearish on China, man. We were bearish on Raytheon. We were bullish on volatility and we were bearish on XLY. $6,900 yesterday with these trades. Bearish China, bearish on Raytheon, bullish on volatility, bearish on XLY. We could not have had, across the portfolios, we were up, it was $22,000. So somebody was asking about, I'll show you that. If you want access to the other services, because obviously in solo Amazon, you ready for this? We're just trading Amazon and XLY. But if you want to have access to some of our other services where we do trade volatility, my stuff right now, folks, I could not be more bearish on China and bullish on volatility. So Monday in one of our briefs, we're going to, I'm going to show you how to get long volatility and short China, man. That is where you want to be right now. So I can give you access if you're not interested in solo Amazon. Pete, absolutely. Pete and John Najarian, massive unusual options activity in FXY. So here you go. This one will give you access to services where we can trade, all that stuff, FXI and volatility. So it's up to you guys. This, you guys asked, so I'll show you. I hate confusing people. You know, I brief solo Amazon, but we trade weekly options Monday at 1 o'clock, and then we do a primary brief Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And in these two briefs, man, we've been printing money, and we've been nailing this, folks. I predicted just like I did right here, right there, folks. I said Jerome Powell is going to let us down with this Fed meeting, and he economy is going to underwhelm. The market, it went down, and then Trump jumped in the next day and really went down. I said, the Fed's going to let us down. We kind of hovered, and then it finally sank in by Friday, and we're heading lower. So yeah, if you want to learn how to get bearish on FXI, which is the iShares China ETF, or you want to learn how, I would be, Thursday night we did a brief. I said, load the boat with volatility. Let me leave you with this in the 2 minutes I have left. Write this down. This is the VIX, the volatility index. When volatility is cheap, you buy it. When it's expensive, you sell it. Look at this. Look at the implosion of volatility over the past 2 weeks. Look at this. Nothing could ever possibly potentially go wrong. Everything's great in the Middle East and trade and everything. Boom. Look at how fast volatility can go up. Thursday night. This is Thursday. This is Friday. Thursday, I told my members, I said, absolutely. We did a bullish double vertical. And that trade on Friday was up $2,000. And it's out a couple weeks. Love it. Volatility's going higher, folks. Middle East is a train wreck. And the China negotiations also imploded. I believe we're going back down in the 50-day moving average. Couldn't be more bearish. Great job, Gordon Gecko. Greg, I'm going to take that as a compliment there. Oops, sorry. There you go. Volatility. Sorry about that. Volatility is cheap. You buy it. It's expensive to sell. There's the thing. So, all right, guys. Hey, I got a split. I want to keep these guys right on timeline. Two separate services. If you want to do solo Amazon and just kind of get your foot in the door with what we do here at Topkin Options, go.topkinoptions.com/solo, $97 a month. But if you like the sound of getting long volatility right now and short the market or short China, go over here and do the joint brief. It's only $195 a month. Okay. All right, folks, I got to run. Anka, Dave, thanks for having me, guys. And no, Nick, this does not. This one does not include, it's two separate things. So solo Amazon, folks, is just Amazon. It's $97 a month. This one is $195 a month. And that's where, and look at this, we're up in the third quarter, we're up 26 grand, 43%. So two completely different things. Does that make sense? So awesome. Thanks for the kind word, guys. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. Go Irish, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks, David, and thanks, Hank. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, our